Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to an April 10, 2010 segment from the Kentucky Water Fuel Museum. Today we have three water fuel enthusiasts who are attending an Idaho energy conference, particularly dedicated to the technology that's being developed by John Bedini. And these three are Jake Wall, Jerome Law, and Andrew Batty. Listeners to this program perhaps remember interviews that have been conducted with two of these three gentlemen, and let's see which one of them is with us at this time. Hello.
This is Jake.
Oh, hello, Jake. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing just fine. So perhaps you can help our listeners to appreciate what it is that's going on there in Idaho today.
Okay, we're at a conference that's basically displaying the Bedini Radiant Energy Technologies. And so the main product that they're displaying is the Renaissance battery chargers. And they also have a Tesla solar switch, they call it, and it's a device for assisting in using solar panels. And also they have on display a large version of the schoolgirl motor that's been displayed on YouTube in various locations. I hope to have the host of the show to call in shortly and be able to give us a little bit more in-depth background on some of the things.
So the sponsor of the event will actually call in on this program?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, and so perhaps you could help fill in what you've been up to lately. We know that from previous interviews that you've been involved in researching oxyhydrogen, various aspects and attributes of it.
Right. Well, I've been doing some testing with trying to determine the energy content in hydroxy gas. Because when you look at a lot of the different, you know, studies, it appears that if you use bottled hydrogen numbers, you know, boosting and, you know, running a car completely off hydrogen, it doesn't work too well. And so, you know, a lot of our contention with HHO is that there's a different type of energy content and some other things going on. And so I'm trying to do experiments where we can nail down some of those numbers. And so what I've been working on is heating water with a HHO torch and comparing it to propane and electric. And also I've done some experiments with adding HHO to a propane torch flame in a kind of a boosting mode. And
okay, as others are seemingly suggesting at this time, huh?
Well, yeah.
And are you doing this on a university level, or is this private?
Well, I'm not at the university anymore, and so it's done in the garage like everybody else.
Although you are still welcoming someone who'd like to sponsor your research?
Yes. I'm currently working as an engineer in the nuclear cleanup and disposal field and doing this stuff on the side. I'd like to do my PhD, in a few years, and it would be really great to be able to do something focused on, you know, HHO technology.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Well, there definitely needs to be more of it, more solid research that identifies. Because you've done well in finding papers that have already been written on various aspects of oxyhydrogen production and usage, right?
Right. In particular, there's one that was just published, in January, and probably the research was done last summer, and it's from Australia where they were boosting a diesel engine with a commercial welding unit, and they were showing gains. They're maybe not as high as some people would have hoped for, and a lot of the, different things on the internet. But it's still an improvement, and that, you know, it's good support for what we're trying to do.
Especially in the face of those who would say that no improvement is possible.
Right. That's the important thing. You know, first we got to show that it's possible in a scientific way, and then you know, then we can stretch the limits from there. But, you know, when you're still arguing with people whether it's even possible, you know, data, papers, and stuff like that really helps.
Yeah. And it seems that there's more information that has been published by the Department of Energy, NASA, and so on than most people have realized, that these things are slowly emerging from decades ago.
Right. Well, you really just need somebody who has the, you know, the interest to go dig out these old papers. I think once they get published, you know, they go in a journal somewhere and somebody, you know, might read it a little bit and then goes in the, you know, into the library, and, you know, you need somebody who's researching it to dig it out and find it.
I'm glad to see that those papers are surfacing, thanks to individuals like yourself who take the time to go looking for them. Sort of like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, really. But it's been exciting. I've seen an increase in the number of papers that, you know, have relatively new research. The interesting thing is it seems like a lot of the studies are being done in the other countries besides the U.S.
Yeah, even though it seems that the U.S. really was at the forefront of developing a lot of these devices and getting the patents, but it was in a bygone era, and those people are all dead, mostly. And so now it seems like people in other countries have had to pick up the torch and run with it, because the U.S., most of us aren't even aware of what our ancestors have done along these lines, you know?
Right, right.
But it's good to be calling attention to these things and then resurrecting them. So anybody else you recognize there at the conference?
We have Andrew from the Hydrogen Garage, and we have Jerome from Hydrogen Junkie, and then there's a few other people. This a guy named Rick Friedrich, I think is how you say his name, and he's on some of the YouTube videos for some of these Bedini charters, and he also runs several of the Bedini Yahoo groups. And then also I saw Gary Bedini, John Bedini's brother, was here for a little bit, and John Bedini's supposed to be here a little bit later. But other than that, nobody I particularly recognize.
Okay. Where is the event being held?
It's in Sandpoint, Idaho, at a resort along a lake up here in northern Idaho. I'm not sure exactly what the name of the lake. Really,
yeah.
Really beautiful.
How's the weather up there today?
Sunny, bright sunny. Probably about, they said it was supposed to get up to 50, but when I got here it was 30 degrees.
Oh, no. Yeah, so it still is cold up there.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like a nice place to have the event. And now, what about the other two chaps that you mentioned? Are they nearby?
I had to step out of the last presentation, and they're supposed to be calling in, so I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I can talk a little bit more about some more experiments that I'm planning on conducting if you'd like to go on with that.
Sure. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
Well, the next phase of the other, I'm doing the hydroxy flame boosting water heating experiments. And I'm also looking at, it seems that when you're boosting a vehicle, there's a large number of variables, and, you know, you have emissions control systems and a lot of things that make it difficult to get proof type data. And so I'm going to be starting some experiments working with a two-stroke 1,000-watt generator, and I'm going to do some more detailed, precise type fuel consumption testing on that, and just to determine, you know, if you have a certain amount of hydroxy flow rate, you know, what it does to the engine, and, you know, how much you need. It's not exactly the same as a vehicle, but it should be a start to get some data, more data to show, you know, proof, I guess.
Well, yeah, a vehicle, there are so many variables, such as whether you're on flat ground, going downhill or going uphill, what the load is. And it's hard to even know exactly how much fuel you've used because of the way the tank is configured and so on.
My plan is to use like a graduated cylinder to precisely, you know, measure the amount of fuel used and then, you know, hook up various different levels of loads. So maybe a part load, a medium load, and fully loaded. And then, you know, do tests with different amount of hydroxy and see what happens. That was one of the things Jerome's giving me a generator to use to do some of this testing. So a lot of that is he brought it with him up here. So a lot of that's
going to
start after today.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, Jerome, of course, has been manufacturing and selling the B3. Is that not what his cell is called?
Yeah, the B3. Uh-huh. It's a nice, concise, small design of a seven-cell style series cell. It doesn't use like the rubber gaskets like the Taro style cell. It uses a plastic injection molding top and bottom, and then you have some type of epoxy glue material that makes kind of a mold for the plates, and the top, you know, is open, and then it has the positive and negative on the end plates and neutrals in the middle.
It really is an attractive cell, and it's.
But it's the main The main attraction, I think, is that it has a very small footprint. Like I drive a VW Beetle, and I could install that cell on that. Whereas on a, you know, most other cells I've seen, it'd be difficult.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, that it's clear acrylic, I guess it is a transparent, so you can see what's going on inside it. And it has appropriate ports on the top for filling and gas output and so on.
Right.
And so it's fairly easy to disassemble. It's got screws going around it to make disassembly easy. And he sells it at a reasonable price as well.
Yeah.
He's not asking an arm and a leg for such a cell. Now, he also has accessories that go with it, part of a kit, a bubbler and some kind of pulse width modulator, doesn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't looked at his complete kit very closely. I've been kind of working with him on a, you know, just basically the cell itself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, of course, on the outside of his cell, there's a decal that says, instead of what you would see on a computer, Intel inside, it says Bob Boyce inside. So
yeah.
Sort of a funny reference, the fact that Bob Boyce helped him with the design.
Right. Well, I'm not sure where those other guys are. I'm not sure how you want to do this.
Okay, but. Well, what about the fellow who is the organizer of the event? Is he also available, or...?
Well, I went to make the phone call, and Jerome was going to help me get everybody together. So I'm not sure what they're doing. So
okay. Well, it's probably a matter of just waiting for them to bring him on over, I would suppose. What else is there that could be discussed on this? You said that you saw a schoolgirl style Bedini device, only a larger version of it.
Yeah, basically, a similar device can be seen on the Energy from the Vacuum series of videos. I believe it's put out by a company that works closely with a fellow by the name of Tom Bearden. in these videos just basically try to demonstrate kind of the theory and then some practical devices that use what we would call radiant energy. And basically on the second video, they show this the schoolgirl motor. Basically, the original one that many have seen is it has a bicycle wheel with a bunch of magnets around the outer perimeter of the bicycle wheel. And then underneath, you have a coil of wire with some iron rods in the middle of it. And then there's some circuitry to allow for those magnets to, as they pass the coil, to switch on and off a quick on and off cycle, which causes an event that allows the radiant energy to go into the other battery. So basically this device, instead of just one coil, it has about 10 coils that go all the way around the outside of the along outside perimeter of the wheel. So you have basically, this particular one has 10, so you would have 10 times the amount of energy that can be harnessed.
So whereas before it was viewed more as a proof of concept device, not capable of doing a tremendous amount of work, you're saying
right,
this one
would seem to allow for a much higher output.
Well, that's good. I know that apparently Mr. Bedini made an announcement in recent weeks that such a higher output device is available in the form of a kit.
Right. And that's what actually what they're displaying here is an assembled kit. And they're selling the kit.
Do you know what they were asking for one?
Oh, it was surprisingly a little bit more expensive than you might think, but there's a lot of fine, it's machined quite meticulously. So, if you were to build one yourself, it would probably cost a lot more than what they're asking for it.
Really? And do you know what they are asking?
Not right off the top of my head, no.
I mean, just approximately, or?
Several thousand dollars, I would think.
Is it several thousand? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it performs such as what I've heard, that could be...
They appear to be very careful about making any claims as far as, a over 100% type claim. I'm not sure the complete reasoning for that, but...
But then again, you say that they're going to be giving a presentation on this later this afternoon?
Yeah, they're going to do a more detailed presentation. Yeah.
So
I'm not sure. Would you like me to go look for those guys? I'm not sure how that will work for a radio show, but...
Well, I mean, people can get up and get themselves something to drink or something. If they're in the middle of listening to this, there needs to be a little break. TV and so on, radio has breaks quite often. In fact, that'll give me a chance to get up and get something to drink. So
okay.
Why don't we give you a couple minutes to find them, and then we'll be standing by waiting for you to get back on.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So just leave the line open, and we'll be waiting for you to pick up again.
Okay.
All right, great. Hello?
Hello, James.
Here.
Yeah, so Owen, he's kind of really tied up right now. So he said that in a couple days that he'd like to come on and do it. It's just right now there's just too much going on.
Oh no, that would be fine.
So
that
I
would be great
to kind of
give a recap of it.
I guess we kind of ended up just doing, you know, my hydrogen stuff. So I think maybe those other guys didn't feel like they really had anything to say. So.
Okay. Well, no, that's fine. I think it's great that you were able to share this little insight into what's happening up there. I think most of the world is totally oblivious to such a, really what amounts to a product release that's important to the alternative energy community. So perhaps we can get some more information after the day's over, both from the organizer as well as yourself.
Yeah, I'll give you the organizer's contact information, and he was willing to come on. He just, you know, when you're heading up one of these things, it's kind of
a little hectic.
So, all right.
No, but I really appreciate your sharing this information with us, and hopefully there will be more to share after the day's over.
Okay.
Okay, well, you take care and keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye.